We can go on to some news items now. There is never an end to news of charities. There's a planned walk for cancer research, a gift to lifeboats, and a new shop opening for East Anglian Children's Hospice. Arts events too, with highlights of what is newly available at Castle Gallery and school artwork on display at the railway station. Glow sticks and neon lights will fill the streets once again for a local fundraising event. Norwich will be lit up by Cancer Research UK's Shine Night Walk, a 10-kilometre fundraising event taking place on Saturday, October the 4th. Starting at 7:30, the walk begins at Chapelfield Gardens and will take participants past some of the city's landmarks, including the Forum, Norwich Cathedral, Carrow Road Stadium and Norwich Castle. Patrick Keeley, Cancer Research UK spokesman for Norfolk, said, "There's always an amazing atmosphere at Shine Night Walk, with hundreds united in their determination to save more lives, creating a powerful parade of neon glowing light and hope. Participants can raise funds for a specific type of cancer, such as prostate, bowel, lung or breast, or contribute to the charity's general research efforts. Cancer Research UK invested more than £50 million in East Anglia last year, supporting research at the Cambridge Institute and Cambridge Centre, which focus on prevention, screening and treatment for a range of cancers, including hard-to-treat forms such as brain and oesophageal cancer. The 10-kilometre route takes between 1.5 and 3 hours to complete, and participants are encouraged to walk at their own pace."
He was a 25-year-old who tragically lost his life while swimming in Wroxham Broad last summer. Now, Henry Keith's legacy will live on after a lifeboat team unveiled new state-of-the-art search technology in his memory. Hemsby Broad's rescue was called out on August the 16th last year to assist in the search for Keith from Hoe near Dereham when he did not resurface from the water. A major search operation was launched, leading to Mr. Keith's body being recovered 2 days later. In the aftermath of his death, Mr. Keith's family expressed their gratitude to Hemsby Lifeboat and the crew by raising funds in memory of the 25-year-old. Moved by their generosity, the crew decided to invest the donations in £10,000 subsurface search technology to enhance their ability to recover the bodies of loved ones quickly and compassionately.
A new shop selling all kinds of clothes, accessories, books and homeware has opened its door in Norwich. East Anglian's Children's Hospices, EACH, opened its 54th charity shop in Castle Street on Thursday. The first customers walked through the door of the former body shop at 10 a.m. after Ben Harwood cut the ribbon. Ben, from Taverham, has Lowe's syndrome and has been receiving care for 13 years. He has benefited from short breaks at the Nook in Framlingham Earl throughout this time, but will now transition into adult hospice care after celebrating his 18th birthday in June. Ben was supported by his mum Beck and EACH colleagues Louise Bray and Kat Stewart for the ceremony.
A gold disc from a medieval monarch's bird of prey and a device used by Henry V to seal documents are among remarkable objects now on display in Norwich. The £27.5 million revamp of Norwich Castle's keep to restore it to how it looked in Norman times includes the creation of a new gallery of medieval life, presented in partnership with the British Museum. It features around 1,000 medieval objects, drawing on Norfolk Museum Service's own collections, but also the long-term loan of more than 50 objects from the famous London institution. Among the highlights are Vervell of Henry IV. A unique survivor, this small gold disc is a precious metal tag which would have been attached to the strips on the leg of a bird of prey owned by King Henry IV. A Latin inscription on it states, Sum Regis Angliae, which means, I'm owned by the King of England. Prince Henry's seal matrix. A seal matrix is a device used to create an imprint on wax to make a seal. It demonstrates the power of the future King Henry V and depicts him as an armed knight on horseback.
More than 20 pieces of artwork from school pupils are on display at Norwich Station. The artwork, which depicts various street scenes and buildings from around Norwich, was created by students at Hewitt Academy on Cecil Road. Four large pieces showcasing shops on London Street, shop signs in the lanes, a colourful depiction of the cathedral, and student accommodation on Duke Street are displayed across a vacant retail unit. The students designed the artwork during a term of their GCSE graphic communication studies.
The bishops of Norwich, Thetford and Lynn have been busy welcoming new clergy to parishes across Norfolk. Special church services have been held from Blowfield to Blakeney and Hemsby to Heartsease to license priests to take charge of parishes and benefices across the Diocese of Norwich. Bishop Graham said, it is a joy to see clergy match to parishes and introduce them to their new congregations. Priests taking up their new roles include the Reverend Andrew Tapsell, who is the new priest in charge of the Blowfield and Broadside benefices, the Reverend Heike Prentice, who is the new vicar of St Stephen's in Norwich, and the Reverend Ian Fifield as vicars of Thorpe End at St David's Church, Thorpe End, Norwich.
Environment officers for City Hall have given plans for a paddle court in a posh city street the thumbs up. They did so with a few conditions to help minimise the impact of the paddle court, which East Anglia Tennis and Squash Club on Lime Tree Road hope to build on their neighbours. A decision is expected to be made at a Norwich City Council Planning Committee meeting on August the 28th. The club submitted its new application in June this year as paddle, a racket sport played in an enclosed court, continues to become more popular. It has already been given planning permission to build two more paddle courts at the front of its property.
In our second feature, Catherine Lana speaks to acclaimed Norwich writer DJ Taylor, who has a new book of short stories set in Norfolk. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.